Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Norristown community members call for the release of loved ones detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement and for Montgomery County to stop working with the agency. KYW's Vic Ragapathy tells us this comes after more than two dozen Norristown residents have been arrested by ICE agents in about the last 2 weeks.
At the Reformed Church of the Ascension in Norristown, some family members of people detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement shared their harrowing stories. Janet Navarro's brother-in-law, 40-year-old Wilfredo Rafael Ojeda Solis, an undocumented immigrant from Mexico, was detained by masked agents who were looking for someone else while he was on his way to work.
We've been left scrambling to try to find resources and assistance for him. He absolutely wants to fight for his case, and he wants to do anything possible to be able to come home and be here with us.
It was an emotional evening, as those who did speak acknowledged how their communities are gripped with fear and many are left too concerned for their safety to raise their voice. The organization behind the event, Unides para Servir Norristown, is calling on Montgomery County to pass the Welcoming Act, which would limit communication between police and ICE. Presently, when people are detained on criminal charges, law enforcement can give their information to ICE, and an extra four-hour detainer can be placed on them after they post bail, during which ICE can pick them up. The organization says at least 25 people from Norristown have been detained since May 30th. In Norristown, Vikram Agupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Maryland State Police say a body that appears to be a child has been found in Cecil County. This comes amid a search for a missing three-year-old girl that began in Newark, Delaware, Tuesday night. An Amber Alert was canceled Wednesday after authorities determined a kidnapping claim reported by the mother of the girl was not true. KYW's John McDevitt is following the story for us.
The search for the missing three-year-old girl, Nola Dinkins, went from Newark, Delaware on Tuesday night to Perryville Community Park in Maryland on Wednesday afternoon. Maryland State Police spokesperson Elena Russo says a body consistent with that of a child was discovered just before 2 p.m.
At this point, positive identification of those remains has not been made. We are waiting on autopsy results from the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner. These remains were found in Cecil County. And in consultation with the Office of the State's Attorney, charges are pending.
The child's mother, 31-year-old Darian Randall, reported to police that her daughter was abducted by a man with a gun in Newark. An Amber Alert was issued until the next day when authorities determined the claim was untrue. Randall was charged with filing a false kidnapping report and could face additional charges. Authorities say Randall lived both in Newark, Delaware, and Cecil County, Maryland. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
With the stage being set for a big showdown in the race for New Jersey governor to replace Phil Murphy, KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty spoke with a political analyst about some key takeaways from election night.
Perhaps the biggest surprise of all was that there weren't really any surprises. Both Cittarelli and Sherrill have been the favorites for their parties since pretty much the beginning, and despite the talented and well-funded competitors making for a crowded field, Ben Dworkin from Rowan University says it wasn't all that close. Both races were called within an hour of polls closing. Dworkin says Cheryl saved her money and spent at the end to go from 25% in early polling to 35% on election day.
Cheryl had the backing of the party organizations, and I think overall they did pretty well in delivering the vote for her.
Dworkin says the general election will be interesting to watch.
They started going negative against each other in their victory speeches. And it's really going to be defined by who can represent the change.
And there's also some competing historical trends at play here, too. Dworkin says New Jersey doesn't usually give three terms to the same party, but the state also tends to vote for the opposite party of the winner in the year after a presidential election. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Phillies general manager Preston Mattingly and his father, Yankees legend Don Mattingly, will speak at a mental health panel at Citizens Bank Park this weekend. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
The Phoenix is a national sober wellness community with a chapter in Philadelphia. They're partnering with the Phillies to host a panel called Strike Out the Stigma. Phoenix Community Engagement Manager Susie Payne says it's open for everyone, but this is on Father's Day weekend by design.
There's not a lot of spaces for men to be able to open up safely, but that affects all of us. So I see it as all part of the formula for us all to be healthy and safe.
More than 48 million people struggle with substance abuse in the U.S. Phoenix has a unique approach to sobriety and mental health, offering free programming such as meditation, yoga, and music. Payne says they also focus on fitness as an integral piece to recovery.
I also personally had that in my own recovery be very successful. I think the recovery world is starting to open the gates a little bit on understanding that one form of recovery does not fit all.
The Mattinglys will lead a conversation on the importance of family relationships and their impact on mental health on Saturday at Citizens Bank Park. Learn more at thephoenix.org. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.